Hi, everyone. Happy Friday, and welcome to Divine Connection. This is DC Love. I'm just running the mothership right now, and I'm going to hand you over to Jessica Marie Tycho. Jessica?
And welcome to Divine Connection.
I'm here, DC.
Okay, Jess, would you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if we were having technical difficulties. My name is Jessica, and I work with my son in spirit. His name is Jaden. Our Facebook group is Jaden's Way Speaks, and you can also find me on my Facebook profile page, Jessica Marie Tycho. I'm a psychic empathic healer, and I've been, you could say my awakening, or kind of a lot of my abilities kind of opened up, and that was in 2012. Since then, I've been working with my son, Jaden, really close in spirit. Sue?
Hi, Jessica. It's Sue Beckley, and my site is quantumexplorations.com. I am a quantum healer. I do QHHT and BQH, and I'm only really recently getting connected and comfortable with my connection and spirit communication. I guess I've always been connected. That isn't the thing, but it's just learning how to understand when spirit is communicating with me. And, you know, it's a process for me. And I think that the more you practice and the more you work with it, the clearer it becomes. So, for example, I'm an empath, and all my life I've always been able to feel how other people are feeling. Sometimes I don't even have to step in a room before I realize what the temperature of the room is, so to speak. So as a child, I had a lot of depression and anxiety and all different kind of feelings that weren't, in retrospect, my own, because I was just picking up on everybody around me. And, you know, just a little private detail, you know, my mother suffered from depression most of my life. And so I thought for many years that I was just a depressed individual, and didn't really realize until later that that I was picking up on her energetic. And so as I started learning about spirituality and opening up to many different things, I started realizing that I was getting spirit communication. And I originally asked for these kind of messages through animal spirit totems, and you know, receiving a feather and the like. And then I would, you know, when I would get a feather, I would look it up and see what kind of bird it was. And then I would look up in my spirit guidebook, you know, what is this animal totem telling me? So I would work with those kind of symbols that spirit will give. Some people, they look for a penny, for example, from a certain loved one, or a scent of somebody that they knew that crossed over, and they know that that person's with them when they smell their scent, or a perfume that they wore, and that sort of thing. So the more I became comfortable with accepting these signs and realizing that, you know, spirit was with me, I just started opening up and allowing. And so for me, in my journey, and I've certainly got a long way to go, I'm sure, but and now I start to get images. And ever since I just started doing the hypnosis, the quantum healing, I've opened up quite a bit, because really when you work with those energies, it just sort of rubs off on you, so to speak. And and I trust them, so that helps. And how do you know the difference between whether it's your mind or spirit? I can say it quickly.
Yeah.
If it's your mind, it tends to prattle on and on, and sort of a, for me anyway, it's sort of a circular thinking. When it's spirit, it's quick. It's a quick download, boom, the thought's there. I know that it's true, whatever it is, and then I just go with it. So
very similar.
Yeah, that's how for me I can tell the difference between my monkey mind and
yeah.
I definitely have a monkey mind. It goes quickly, and when it's spirit communication.
But you guys are lucky. You've got like really good normal. It sounds like normal spirit, you know, signs. This is DC. I have Joan Rivers, so mine is totally bizarre, off the wall, crazy. You know, so it's just. For me, I just make sure I always have sneakers on because Joan comes out of my mouth, it's time to run, you know?
Oh, I love Joan. Please tell her you said hello. I enjoyed her so.
You know what? When people tell me, tell Joan this, tell Joan that, tell Joan this, she says, look it, I'm dead, not deaf. I can hear you.
You know, well, it's so funny because I get the same thing a lot because I do. I communicate with my son in spirit, Jaden.
He transitioned
home when he was 10 and in 2012. And, yeah, I get that so much. Tell Jaden I said hi. And it's always. And now it's gotten to the point to where I think people are tired of me, like, saying, he's right there. He's like, yeah. He's not, you know, he's dead, not deaf. But, yeah, so people just say hi directly to him and just talk directly to him. Now, I mean, I just love it. It's so cool. But that's exactly the
point.
You know, the message
amazing.
That spirit.
Heart is so pure. Yeah, every time I see his picture, I feel that beautiful, beautiful, pure heart. He's amazing.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. I get that, too, so much of the time. Well, I have my room kind of just, you know, my primary room that I just work in most of the time. And a lot of his smiles are up too, along with all my other kiddos. And yeah, it just, it always sends me energy of just positivity and love, pure love. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, you know what I want to mention? We have Lynn Bleasdale. She's in the wings with us tonight. We're having a little bit of difficulty with Blog Talk. Lynn is a psychic intuitive. She works as a medium, and she uses images and writing, sound, and light to bring messages through to loved ones. And talk about light. I connected with Lynn, and she started, you know, showing us the flashlight, and she connected with my brother-in-law on the other side. Lynn is amazing. I love her. So, so amazing. But the funny thing, that if you look at Lynn's page on Facebook, she has a quote, when the going gets weird, the weird turn pro. And I think we're really getting there, guys.
I like that. We've got a lot of great things.
Yeah, if you're not confused, you're not paying attention. She must be talking to Joan, too, the way it sounds. So she's really cool. Okay, so I was actually going to be the one typing tonight, and we have Lynn typing.
Okay.
And Lynn is saying for her, she wants to let everyone know that the best way for her to give messages, she wants you to give it exactly as it comes in. Don't try to interpret it because it's not our message, and I believe that. It's for the client. And very often when we hear something, it might sound rather strange, and I'm getting like Joan saying, rather strange, girls, because it's not our message. It's to the person. And I had one client myself that – first time I ever gave her a reading, and I said to, like, Joan, I said, I can't tell her that. And Joan's telling me, you better tell her, DC. I said, give it to me another way. No, you better tell her. And it was about her taking a walk on the wild side. The lady seemed, like, really refined and everything. I'm like, oh, dearest God. And she burst out laughing. She thought it was hysterical. Yeah, so I just, what I said is, give it as you get it. And I'm sure you guys do the same.
Well, I have to be careful, too, because Eric is one of mine, and he doesn't come in for me often. This is Sue Beckley, and Eric Medus I'm talking about. And as you know, Eric doesn't have a filter of any kind. So I find myself in a position going, I can't say that. And I changed the wording a little bit.
You try to change it to, but he talks to my grandson, Jackson, And even when I'm typing to someone and we mention Eric, Jackson hears it all in his head.
Oh, wonderful.
And he blurts it out. I'm like, how do you do that? I'm
That's
typing.
Awesome.
I'm not talking.
Wow.
But then he just, you know, he starts using the lingo and everything, and it's like, oh, my gosh, have an apple. Stick that in your mouth, will you? Oh, my goodness.
Well,
so
I can't agree
I'm
more
sure,
with,
you know, like,
you know, with – go ahead.
No, go ahead, hon.
No, I was just going to say, I agree totally with Lynn Bleasdale, because sometimes I get flashes of, you know, something coming before my third eye of images, and – some of them are weird. Like the one that's popping into my mind now is this woman was tied with a lasso around her waist, and I'm talking to this guy from India, and I'm sitting there thinking, okay, this makes no sense, but it wasn't for me to translate. I mean, he understood what it meant when I told him. And so I think what Lynn's point is if we really want to be clear conduits, which I think is the name of the game here, we have to just let those messages come through and not try to figure out if it makes sense or not.
Right.
Right.
And that's the thing. What you don't try to interpret anything. You just, you know, I tell the, you know, the people that I give readings to is that I'm like the telephone to spirit, you know? I'm just helping you to make your connection.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I really feel that way. And Lynn just sent us a little picture of there's Kermit the Frog, and he's going wild there.
He's flailing his arms in agreement. Yes.
Yeah. I sort of feel like he's like doing a Tarzan or something.
He used to do that. He used to do that when he got really – I was a huge Sesame Street fan, and he used to do that when he got super excited about something happening or, you know, in agreement and that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lynn is saying the light
is
very active.
Yeah. Read it. Go ahead.
The light is very active, Eric and Ryan. So they're here cheering us on, too.
They're here what? Yeah. You know what? I wonder if Ryan will give us, you know, a few words, Lynn, because we really, you know, he's been quiet lately. Oh, goodness, and Jaden is having fun with them, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they always come in together, for sure.
Beautiful. So beautiful.
And
well,
I
my dog
key,
gender transition.
You know, for people that are just learning to tap in, and I'm one of those people that's kind of new to the game, is
okay.
The trust. You know, if you don't trust that you're connected, and we're all connected, okay?
We are.
We all
have the
ability, because our higher selves are with us all the time, guiding us as well as others in spirit, our spirit guide, our angel, you know, and that sort of thing. But it comes from the heart center. You know, so you may receive the message in your mind or just feeling through your whole body, but it's like you've got to open up your heart to it, because people that are closed down, they're not hearing their messages. They're getting messages all the time. It's just they're not allowing themselves to hear them. Either they're afraid or they think they're crazy. You know, when something comes in, it's like, well, that makes no sense. I mean, the very first one that I remember was, it was a beautiful sunny day and I was going to Walmart, and all of a sudden I heard, take an umbrella. And I went, well, that's kind of stupid. It's a beautiful sunny day out. I'm not taking an umbrella. So I went, of course, it's thunder, lightning, cat and dogs, as I'm coming out with a grocery cart full of groceries. And I'm standing there going, okay, so next time I'm going to listen.
Yes. And sometimes it takes like a little thing, you know, to get your attention, that you really have to have, you know, some kind of action, like you said, the rain or whatever. And with my dog, Ginger, she passed, like she transitioned in 2016. So it's like 4 years now. And immediately she connected with Joan Rivers. And I said to the angels, oh, dearest God, please watch over them. I don't trust her with Joan right now. So the angels did. They watched over, you know, and I was doing a show, a morning show, Morning with Jesus, and here Ginger came in and she said, "Mom, I met JC in the gang." I said, "Who? JC?
Jesus, you know, Christ,
Jesus.
My God.
Gang. And I'm like, "Oh gosh, angels, you're not doing your job. Please help, you know." But now I, you know, the people that I associate with and I tell them about Ginger, they see her. She has blonde hair extensions and the bling, the Joan bling. And they just have so much fun. That's little Jackson. Oh, my goodness. So we all have. If you guys, I think we do have a few callers. If you guys want to, do you want to pick them up yet, or do you have anything else to say?
No, I think I'm ready if you are.
Okay, so I'm getting, let me see. I'm trying to see who's on the line. It's okay. I'm going to, okay, you guys are not, this is, okay, let's see. Here's one right here. Okay, now I know who's who. We have a 919 area code.
Hi.
Hi, 919. Here.
Hi.
Can we have your first name?
I'm calling from Kay, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, Kay. Thank you for calling in tonight. This is DC.
Hi.
I'm here with Sue and Jessica, and Lynn is here as well. She's just having some connection issues. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Well, I do. I do. I am planning to moving with my partner. She's actually wanted me to move for a while, so I'm just seeing how Spirit says when.
Okay.
And
alrighty, so sure, Kay. Ladies, do you guys have any information in regard to her question about moving and when?
Okay. Well, the thing that's coming up for me, Kay, this is Sue Beckley.
Hi.
There is something that you're trying to work through that is kind of a sticking point, and you're not quite sure how you want to navigate it. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm feeling now, this is just my body talking to me now, and the feeling that I'm getting is that you want to look towards maybe the beginning of next year, because I think the situation that you're dealing with might resolve around November or December, but they're telling me that you need to be a little bit patient because divine timing is happening here. There's a reason why it's not going to be exactly when you want it to be.
Okay.
And I always hate saying stuff like that because nobody wants to hear that.
No. It makes sense, and you are so on point. I don't know if you want me to go more detail, but you are so on point, and I know exactly what that is. Yes.
Okay, so they're saying it's going to resolve exactly when it's meant to, and that this is a lesson in patience. I'm sure there's more to it than that.
God. Yes.
But, you know, you have a lot of strength. I feel your partnership is very strong, and seems like you two have been through a lot.
So getting on point now. Yes.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that this kind of delay teaches us is that we're stronger than we ever imagined that we could be, and together, this is going to just bring your energy together as a couple even stronger. So
excellent.
Hang in there. It's coming.
Okay. And I'm not in an extreme rush, but the situation, yes. And thank you. That's all I'll say.
You're so welcome, Kay.
Hi, Kay. This is Jessica. That was beautiful,
hi.
Too. So as I was shuffling my cards, that's what I do, and then it'll, you know, usually a card will fly out, which is a message that usually you need to hear at the time. I got the card for you of self-control and higher self. Your higher self is advising you to keep your emotions in check through these times of change and transition. Be on guard as well against being manipulated emotionally by fear and drama of those around you. Changes in the air and the uncertainty at hand is stirring up a lot of anxiety and insecurity. Recognize the potential stress and choose to brave storm by remaining cool, calm, and collected. Whenever you don't allow yourself to succumb to the seductive and addictive appeal of high drama as a way of expending the excess adrenaline coursing through your veins. Go for a walk. Work out at the gym. Use your anxiety physically rather than emotionally. And protect yourself against fear-provoking actions of others. Yes, it's difficult to face the unknown, but your higher self calmly assures you that no matter what challenges you encounter, you can handle everything beautifully if you remain detached, relaxed, and grounded. Your higher self message is to stay cool. Oh, that was good. Wow. That was really perfect for this episode. Yeah.
Did we meet?
I think
that's great.
Have you called in? Yeah, I know.
No, that was perfect. Yeah.
And Kay, this is DC. We have Lynn, and she has to type because her mic is acting up. She said she was getting stalled. You know, in regard to the move, it feels like the same issues coming up over and over again, but it needs sort of like a different approach, you know, or a solution. And then she saw Robin Williams standing on the desk in Dead Poets Society asking the two of you to view the issue from another perspective. Okay? And Ryan, he's a team member on the other side, reminds us to skip the small SH asterisk T because I have my little guy here. And, you know, and just, you know, you can pick your battles, which I believe, you know, the two of you have such potential, Lynn is saying, to be incredibly happy together, incredibly happy.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay?
Thank you. This is beautiful. Thank you.
I was getting,
all.
Like, at the time that you're asking the question, I saw you and your partner, you know, just holding each other. And I was getting like your heart is telling you one thing right now, but your head is telling you another. So from my perspective, listen to your heart, hon, okay? This is where the guidance is going to come in. And, you know, the answer is always love. Whatever the question, the answer is always love. That's the best way to make the right decision, okay?
Yes,
because
thank you.
Because I feel like
so
right now, like if to move, there would be really big challenges, okay?
Yes.
And you guys need to face whatever it is, and you're going to be able to overcome it, you know?
Thank you.
Okay, so, and remember that we do create our own reality, correct?
Yes, so that's true.
Reality that you want to live in, okay? Okay, do you guys have anything
else
to add?
Yeah, DC, I wanted to just say on that point, don't you think that sometimes stuff like this happens just to kind of remind people, you know, especially as close as they are, as you are, Kay, with your partner, that, you know, the strength lies within and not being so overly influenced by external situations.
Yes.
I mean, especially family, and with the ascension process going on now, we're all getting these energetic downloads. I mean, I'm noticing a lot of people having to not cut people out of their lives, but like take them in smaller doses, you know, the ones that tend to get your goat. And you certainly don't want to listen to those individuals. You want to, like DC said, you want to listen to your heart. So, I mean, that's such a great way to build your, you know, even more in your relationship by you and your partner, you're a unit, right? And so you're not letting anything outside of yourselves decide for you. You're going to decide your futures together. And those naysayers are going to have to sit down for a minute.
Yes. Her brother lives with her. He moved here.
wonderful. I get along wonderfully with him. I mean, we have a great relationship. It's just he's very, 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 very picky and OCD, and, you know, we're starting out, so it would be wonderful to have this time together. And he loves me. I'm not with him. I'm with her. Yes, so I get it. I totally understand. Totally, totally.
Cool.
So thank you, guys. I appreciate y'all.
Oh, yes. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Thanks, Kay. Good
beautiful
luck with
call.
It. Let us know.
Yes, thank you. Can
take
I
care,
stay
Kay.
On and listen?
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. And call us
okay,
again
okay,
and
great.
Let us know how everything is going as well, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, guys, we have another caller. Hi, area code 954. This is DC with Divine Connections. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. I'm glad I got through. I got home a little late. Thank you.
Mary, I'm glad that you did.
Go ahead.
Very
I'm
nice.
Sorry. Yes, I'm glad I got through. I was wondering
say
if you
have
any.
Say your name again,
any... Mary.
Mary. Okay, Mary. Hi. Okay, and
hi
what
there.
Is your question?
I just wondered if there's any particular messages from Spirit. It's kind of a rough time for me, like it is everybody else, of course, but I have certain issues, and I'm just wondering if Spirit has any messages regarding.
Okay, yeah, sure. Sue or Jess, whichever would like to go first?
What do you want to do, Jess? You want to go first?
I'm still trying to shuffle my cards. I just need a minute.
Okay. Sure thing. Well, I'll go ahead. Hi, Marianne. This is Sue Beckley.
Hi.
And my little frog is in my throat. And do you have throat issues?
No, but I have someone around me who does.
Okay. So I'm feeling that the issues that you're talking about are health issues.
Yes.
And that was my throat just letting me know that's where it is. And so I want to talk to you about energy because
I just wondered if you picked up anything regarding that throat issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not for me.
What they're telling me is that, well, first of all, okay, so let me just tell you this. I'm a quantum healer, and which means I do hypnosis, and we access the energies of the individual that we're working with through hypnosis and to get higher guidance, okay? And through the process, what ends up happening, so all I do is I'm the way shower. You know, I help them get calm and relaxed, and I put them in the hypnosis, and whatever comes through, and it's their own personal thing and that sort of thing. So the guidance that comes in is what I'm saying. But one of the things I consistently get in session for most of my clients is you just have to work with the body in the sense that if it is telling you something, you need to listen to it. And so sometimes you need to get quiet, get into a quiet space and ask your body, you know, no interruptions, no, nothing to worry about, no to-do list. You sit down, you get in your quiet space and you just say, okay, now what, you know, throat, what are you trying to say to me? And sit there and wait for the answer. Because as you feel into it, as you open your heart, as you allow the answer to come, and you believe that it will, because it will, your body will talk to you. Now, throat usually indicates that somebody is having difficulty speaking their truth or speaking up for themselves or setting boundaries for themselves. I'm just saying typical. I'm not saying this is exactly what it is for this person. Now, the other possibility that I'm feeling in my body is that person may be choking some stuff down, okay? And what that means is past issues that they're just sick and tired of dealing with. They don't even want to talk about it anymore. They're shoving it down. And so what happens is it's trying to present itself because it needs to be resolved. It needs to be talked about. It needs to be dealt with. But when we choke stuff down and we push it down and we push it down, what that ends up doing is showing up as illness in the body. Okay.
Yeah.
That
to the doctor and they can't come up with an answer, so I don't know.
Yeah, and so my advice at this point is to work with energy, okay? Lay down. This is the friend of yours, right? Or a family member. I think it's a family member, right?
No, it's my boyfriend.
Okay. So that's kind of family-like, right?
It is.
So you want to have him get relaxed, no interruptions, nice space, comfortable space, and just imagine, have him close his eyes and just imagine whatever light comes, say, I request at this time, okay, whatever deity, spirit, anything that he believes in, it doesn't matter because this isn't religious, this is spiritual. So if it's God, if it's Jesus, if it's Buddha, it doesn't matter. Or if it's just his spirit guides, please show me the color that I need. And when the color arrives in his third eye, you know, in his mind, have him draw that color in through his head, his crown chakra, bring it in, bring it in, bring it in, until it's this massive amount of light in his head, and then have him just easily and gently bring it all the way through his body. But let it linger around the throat, because that's obviously the area where there's a little bit of resistance on his part. And then, you know, so once he's brought the color or colors throughout his whole body, he should feel a little bit of tingling, you know, that sort of thing, or at the very least, very relaxed and comfortable. Then he can start asking his body questions, you know. Okay, what are you trying to tell me? What is it that I need to work on? What is it that I need to know? And
he will do all going, that. I'll do it, but I don't know if he'll do it.
Well, you know, and see, that's the thing. There's people deal with a lot of resistance because they're thinking, they're looking for an outside help, and you're saying that, you know, the doctors don't know what's going on. Well, that's when you need to go within. So, you know, have just a gentle conversation with them and say, hey, what can it hurt? It's only, what, 15 minutes out of your day? Give it a shot. What do you have to lose? And then the other thing I want to tell you is that when we have a recurring issue in our body, sometimes we need to stop focusing on it. Okay.
Right.
So on one hand, I'm telling you, pay attention to your body. It's communicating with you. And on the other hand, if something happened and then it's resolved and you keep thinking about it, you can keep it active in the body. So his fear about his throat could actually be keeping it active. Does that make sense?
It's more of an annoyance than worry or fear. It's chronic and it's annoying more than anything.
Yeah, and what he won't tell you because he's a guy.
Yeah,
I don't mean to be sexist, but what he won't tell you because he's a guy is it does concern him. And so, you know, they're telling me to tell you that sometimes you need, you know, like do the energy work. If you can ask him to do the energy work, give it a shot and then see how he makes out with that. But then, you know, at some point he might just have to stop thinking about it, because what we fear, we draw near.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if we keep putting energy into a fear about something, we could actually create something that wasn't really there, wasn't that big of a deal.
I just wondered if it was like an allergy to anything, you know, where we live or anything like that, anything, you know, that like environmental or something.
Just felt to me like he was choking something down. Like there's something that he doesn't want to deal with that he needs to deal with. And listen, he's not alone, because a lot of us, and we're going through an ascension process, we're growing energetically, and that old stuff has to clear out before we can let the new energies come in.
Right. And I think we want to express ourselves and be more social, and that's a big thing. He's a social person, and he's not able to do that as often or as much as he'd like to. And I feel that too, because you have to kind of hold back everything, because you can't really be as expressive as you were before. and you have a barrier blocking your mouth, which is your communication. So I think that has a lot to do with it. And then there's some financial issues too that, you know, we're dealing with. So that's kind of blocking things. I'm just wondering if that's going to straighten out a little bit. I mean, we're surviving, but, you know, we're just not able to get ahead at all in any direction.
Well, let me ask you a question, because Lynn Bleasdale is wanting to know, does the name Will, William, or Bill have a meaning for you?
Not in a big way. I mean, I know of a person named Bill, but it's not anything that really resonates as something real of importance.
Like an older male, a strong, silent type?
I had a friend once, a husband of a girlfriend, who helped me in some way at one time, but it wasn't, it wasn't like, you know, a lifetime thing. It was just like somebody helped me. That's the only person
Is he in the spirit world now?
I don't know. I haven't seen or heard from either of them in some time.
Okay. Because Lynn's saying it seems as though maybe she's connecting with a Will, a William, or a Bill, older male, strong, silent type, and, yeah, this Will has crossed over, and she's saying, I think she's saying that he's saying, have the boyfriend checked for acid reflux about the cough.
Sometimes he has a little, with eating allergies, like to spicy foods and things, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, the acid reflux can exacerbate allergies. I just know that personally because I have acid reflux, or at least I used to have it.
My aunt had a cough a lot, and it was a lot of allergies in the spring, and she also had the acid reflux pretty bad.
The acid reflux will make the allergies worse, and So Lynn Bleasdale is saying, yes, he is saying that it is the acid reflux, it is related to allergies, and yes, you know, get checked for that. And I'll tell you, just for me personally, I usually don't have trouble with allergies, or it's very mild. This year has been a lulu. I mean,
yeah.
I've had to take the sinus spray and the pill. I forget which one I take. It's the purple one. Anyway, it works really good on indoor and outdoor allergies, but it has been one of those kick butt years with allergies for a lot of people that I know, including my husband. So, you know, it could be really setting off the acid reflux. I mean, I'm not a doctor and we can't medically advise you, but this is the feeling.
I have my own chronic health problem that's been ongoing for quite a while too. But I'm more in tune with spirit and that side, the spiritual realm. And I've tried working on myself, but my condition, too, is not improving. So between the two of us, it's pretty hectic. You know, we're both trying to resolve something.
I'm just going to say in closing for me, do try the energy work, because really there's nothing lost in trying. You know, if you have a little space of time that you carve out for yourself, it's just for you. See if you can bring the light energy in. You know, ask for the color that you need. Bring that color in. Work it all around your body. And you should feel, you know, at least lighter. But you may even start feeling tingling. And if you're feeling tingling, pay attention to where it's at and really concentrate the energy into that area of the body.
All right. I call an archangel, like Raphael, and work with the angels as well.
Yeah, well, he's one of the best, so, I mean, you can't go wrong with that. And Lynn Bleasdale is saying also try the sound healing, which is the solfeggio frequencies, and you can find that on YouTube. Do you have a good internet connection?
Yeah, I've been playing those. I play those for myself, and I play Indian flute, what I find very effective for his relaxation. It's the only thing that seems to completely relax him.
That's great. Well, that's it for me, Marianne. I wish you well with it, and I'm going to invite either DC or Jessica to weigh in. for you.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. This is DC.
Hi,
Mary,
DC.
I'm getting, like, hi. I am getting, like, you know, he's got to be able to speak his truth. Okay? And
well,
when we don't
outspoken.
Speak our truth, do.
He's pretty outspoken.
But he might be holding back from himself. Because I
yeah.
feel like there's something that's not being addressed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that he's sort of like, I'm getting it not addressed, hidden. And it might be him hiding something from himself. Maybe there's a situation in his life he's not addressing. Okay?
Uh-huh.
But he's got to be honest and open with himself and just allow. Because it does, you know, there's fear within him is what I'm getting. Okay? And
mm-hmm.
Spirit also, you know, said that I feel like there was something going on for quite a while because there was something in the past that he sort of, like, didn't address. And I was feeling, like, the neck area as well. Okay, so I don't know, has he had this, like, problem with, you know, with the, like, the gruffness in his voice and the acid reflux?
Mostly the coughing and clearing the throat and congestion. That's been going
okay.
on about 6 months.
Okay. Yeah, because I feel like, you know, like Lynn was saying, like with the acid reflux, that has to be really addressed because if it's not, the acid erodes the esophagus, you know, and then it could turn into like esophageal cancer even.
Medication.
So you really have
involved.
To address it.
Yeah. Well, he's had,
yeah.
you know,
and
numerous.
Okay.
He's been going,
but
know,
I,
scans.
You know, like, okay. As Sue was saying, you know, getting in touch with the spiritual side of himself, and you know, you're spiritual, you can help him. That's going to be just as important as any other therapy that he has, okay?
Yeah.
I'm also getting, believe it or not, like yoga or something to that effect.
And
that will also help.
He probably won't. Probably won't do yoga.
There's tapping.
Stretching.
Yeah, there's
no,
like the EFT.
I do that
tapping,
myself.
Where you tap for like.
I do
yeah.
that, but he wouldn't do it, but I do.
Okay.
I've been
well,
tapping.
Well, spiritually, even as I said, if you could play like the healing tones, even if he's in the same room or something, it may help,
right,
okay?
Yeah, I do that.
Okay. But I just feel like whatever's going on, there's something going on and it's taking a toll, you know, on his body is what Spirit is showing me, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I sort of feel like he will, like he's going to pay a little bit more attention to, you know, what's going on. Okay, has he also had any issues with blood pressure? Because I feel like the blood pressure goes up
yeah,
and the blood pressure
medication.
Goes down.
He's on medication for
okay.
that.
Okay. Okay. All righty. Well,
yeah.
that's what I was getting. Jess, do you have anything to add?
Yeah. Hi, Mary.
Hey.
This is Jessica. And I just kept, honestly, I heard it from both of my colleagues here, and I just kept feeling almost a blockage or a restriction of the throat. I have kind of background. I have thyroid issues from when I was 16, and I remember it was, if I look back, it was caused from not speaking my truth, literally. I would always bite my tongue, always choke back things that I felt or things I wanted to say so that I wouldn't offend others. And it kind of started to manifest that way. And I wound up having to have radiation and had half my thyroid removed. So I'm on a thyroid replacement now for the rest of my life for that. But what I have found really incredibly healing within speaking my truth, because I've always been the one to just not stir up conflict. I'll keep it to myself. And that can hinder us more than we realize when we're meant to speak our truth. Mm-hmm. And I started doing a lot of focused energy healing towards my throat chakra. And little by little, it's unblocking and it's becoming more powerful and more imbalanced. I'll say that. And I know a really huge part of it, if you're into stones and stuff, what I found really helpful is wearing a turquoise around my neck on a necklace. And I've been doing that for quite some time now since I understood, you know, my own blockages in my throat. But if you want to try that and just try to direct some focused energy, bring in the healing rays and tones of energy healing, and just probably 20 minutes a day, direct that straight to your throat chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Well, I have to do it for him because he wouldn't do it. I do it for
right.
him. But I'm also
right.
working on my own body because I have chronic health issues, and I'm not able to get them resolved. So it does take my energy, you know, sometimes to
yeah.
help you.
But, you know, be patient with yourself. And, you know, the old saying, when you're in an airplane, if it's going down, you got to have the airbag on you first.
Right. That's
okay,
what I
so,
always
So, Marianne,
I
so you want to be aware of that.
I know. I have to take care of me first. I really
well,
do.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, you can do it in tandem, but also he can learn from you if you kind of talk about it more, what you're doing for yourself, how it's affecting you, and that sort of thing. All of these different suggestions, you know, of course, the medications to manage things, but also, you know, energy work, the sulfagio tones, the crystals, all of these kind of things are just working with your energy. And it's just not that hard to do, but if you show him how you're doing it for yourself, number one, you're healing you, which
yeah.
you need that airbag on yourself. And number two, when we pattern a behavior for other people, it's much easier for them to maybe get on board or at least consider it. You can plant the seed. You can never force him to do these things.
No.
So we're not saying to you that it's your responsibility to make him do any of this.
Right.
These are suggestions.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm hearing very clearly that, you know, make sure you put your airbag on first.
Yeah, I do. I do. More so
okay.
each day because, you know, I don't want him to be totally dependent. I want to encourage him, you know, on his own.
Yeah, when you pattern those kind of things and talk about it, you know, have a little conversation. Even if he blows you off at first, if he, you know, poo-poos
yeah.
what you're talking about, the more you talk about it, he's kind of going to be like, well... I'm going to have to listen, aren't I?
Yeah, it worked with the Indian flute, and I wasn't even trying it. It just seemed to work well for him. So now he'll say, why don't you put the flutes on? I can relax and go to sleep. So it's okay.
How nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, one step at a time. One step at a time. Good job.
Relaxation. Once you put them on, that's it. You know, complete relaxation. Good.
Yeah, it's so good for you.
Mary,
yeah.
This is DC. I just have one more question for you. Spirit is telling me the root of his physical problem may go back to his past, maybe even to his childhood. Are there family members that he knows of that had similar issues?
Not that he has mentioned, no. I mean, that may be
okay.
so, but...
I do get it is like it stems from negative emotions. You know, there's some negative emotions he's down to. Okay?
Yeah, that's possible.
Now, my dog Ginger is coming in, and she's saying, hi, ladies. I just wanted to pop in and say hello. And she's
sure.
saying, I don't know if you're into essential oils, but Ginger is suggesting eucalyptus oil.
Okay, yeah. I use some of the oils around. I've been getting different salves and things that have the eucalyptus in them for showering and for putting on
good.
The body. I use them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and even if you get him to use some somehow, or just maybe even if you could, like, diffuse a little bit of it, because the eucalyptus oil, from what Ginger says, it gives you a little bit more inner strength. It helps with self-belief to give him a little bit more confidence, resiliency, okay? So the eucalyptus oil is really going to help him to, you know, to feel better about himself. And
She's over here.
Not to hold on to whatever she's holding on to, okay?
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much for all that information. I appreciate that very much. Somebody's
well,
at
thank
my
you.
Door.
Stay in touch with us. Let us know how
thank
everything
you.
Goes, Mary.
I
okay.
will.
Thanks bless, honey.
Thank bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Okay. Okay, ladies, I believe, let's see, there's one more caller here.
Okay.
Let's see.
Hi.
Hi, 856. Hello, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. This is DC. I'm just here right now for tonight, helping out. Do you have a question for our beautiful team here?
Yes, I have been out of work with the COVID situation since March.
Okay.
I have a phone interview scheduled for Wednesday for a 6-month contract till the end of the year. And I've also
okay.
for other work as well. Just wonder what you might pick
okay,
up for me. Stop.
I just want to ask you, Laura, where are you from, hon?
New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey? Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, ladies, do you have any insight for Laura?
Hi, this is Sue. And
hi, Sue.
Hi. We spoke before, I think. There was a contract that you were interested in some time back, and I'm just wondering, I think you turned it down, did you not?
Oh, gosh, no. There was a... I mean, there's been
like
so many...
Like 3 months ago?
I don't know. There was a contract with a pharmaceutical company, and I did a Zoom interview. I didn't turn that down, though. I didn't get that contract.
Okay. And I think that at that time, if memory serves, you had some reservations about that anyway.
I did, yes.
Yeah.
You did have a good memory because I forgot about that. But
yeah, I just remembered it. But I'm really linking into Laura's energy right now. And so this contract that you're asking about, you had the phone interview already?
No, it's coming up next Wednesday.
Okay. And what are your concerns about it?
I don't really have any concerns other, well, a little bit. I would be stretching a little bit. There's a lot of forecasting too, so I haven't really done a lot of that. But I'm also competing with a lot of other people for it too, so I'm not sure I'm going to get it.
It just feels to me like I feel tension in my body, and I feel like that's your energy. Like there's a in your gut area, in your like your torso. Do you feel like lately that you've had a lot, maybe some indigestion or you just haven't quite thought, but it's tightness in your torso?
Yeah, I do.
The type
of jobs I want don't seem to be coming up.
Yeah, and what they're saying is the money isn't, how do I say this? Okay, give me clear. All right, so the money isn't necessarily the primary issue. And they're also saying that you're kind of enjoying your time home with your kids right now. Is that right?
I don't have any kids.
You don't have kids? Okay.
Yeah. I'm not married.
Are you at home? Are you at home predominantly?
Yes.
So they're giving me a feeling like this has been a break for you and kind of maybe a much needed break. They're saying don't put so much tension on yourself, because what it's doing is it's twisting your gut and it's getting you tied up. So to where like it's harder for you to become clear on what you do want because you're starting to put pressure on yourself. So sometimes when we get this break or timeout and it's not what we think we asked for, but in fact, what it is what we needed. And so what I would suggest based on what they're saying to me is be patient, and don't just practice being for a little while and see what comes into your mind as an inspiration, okay? So the right job for you is you're going to be excited about. You're not going to get all this gut twisting. I'm feeling it. It's not very comfortable, and I've experienced it for myself, and I know that what my body's telling me is, this might not be exactly the right thing. So even though you think, geez, I need to get to work, geez, I need to get to work, geez, I need a contract, I need a contract, I need to calm your brain down. Your finances are okay. You're going to work through this. You know, you're very resourceful, is what they're saying. And that, you know, if that's not the primary issue, then give yourself the break that you need. And when that job comes that feels right, the contract that feels right, you're gonna totally relax in your stomach. It's going to just feel easy like a Sunday morning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm just worried about the, you know, I've been out of work since March with COVID and everything. And I know everybody's in the same boat, mate, basically, but it's just, you know, it's stressing me out. Money
and that's the thing, you know, if you're one of those people that's used to doing, you're a go-getter, you're really good at what you do, and that sort of thing, these pauses in your life can be very difficult to take, but that's the lesson, is that sometimes you need to be able to pause, you need to be able to relax, you need to take a fresh breath, and just trust that what is coming for you will happen in the exact right time that it should, and, you know, it's been planned, and you got to trust that, you know. Breathe.
Yeah.
Take a nice, deep, cleansing breath and just say, okay, it's coming. And when it comes, I'm going to know it and I'm going to feel it and it's going to be right and it's going to be great.
Okay. I will.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Try and relax. Take care of you. Okay. That's it for me.
Thanks, Sue.
You're welcome.
Hi. Laura, this is Jessica.
Hi.
One of the beautiful cards that I had picked out for you as I was shuffling was Spirit. A lot of my cards fly out of the deck. That's just kind of how it works, especially if the message is so profound and they really make it a point. So this, for some reason, I know you weren't probably asking for about this in the very beginning, but I got the business card for you, and this card's about says the abundantly preposterous if prosperous, there we go, an infinitely loving divine goddess Venus delights in guiding you in your business and money making matters. As the goddess of love and relationships, she affirms that at the heart of all success in business, you'll find good relationships between people who trust one another. She points you to new levels of mastery in applying love in order to create the most adventurous business partnership possible. She wants you to move past any resistance to her garden of earthly abundance and learn the art of creating prosperity and success. With her assistance, you'll find that you genuinely love what you're doing professionally and have a new appreciation for those who you work with. This win-win approach to business will empower your efforts, and soon you'll find yourself in a state of grace when it comes to succeeding on the material plane. With Venus as your divine mentor, you'll be guided to the right place at the right time, and you'll be blessed with the right ideas to create a successful outcome for all. Let your heart be as generous as possible in your work and approach it as an art whose creations you delight in. Guard against becoming greedy or drunk with materialism. Venus's message, business is an art, which you can master if you work from the heart and work with love.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Yeah, and the thing is, we're actually in Venus right now. So, and when this card popped out, I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, it's perfect for her right now. So
that's what I had pulled for you.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to pass you to DC or when?
Okay.
Sue's going to come back on, and she's going to read Lynn's messages. Sue? Oh, did I lose Sue?
It's me. I'm sorry. I was on mute. This is Sue again.
Okay.
Thanks. I'm going to read Lynn's messages for you, okay, Laura?
Okay.
So Lynn said that that you may be experiencing anxiety from attachment to an outcome, living in the future, okay? It is important to remember that everything we are afraid of has already happened to us in that we have already gone through the reaction to an outcome which has not happened yet. Okay, so a little clarity on that is that this is a Lao Tzu quote, and I would tell you, I cannot think of the book that he made, that he wrote so many years ago, but the Tao Te Ching, okay, this is from the Tao Te Ching. If you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. If you are at peace, you are living in the present. And does that resonate with you?
That makes me feel like I don't have much of a future. If I'm anxious,
well,
and I've lived...
I call it for me my monkey brain, okay? Because when I start focusing and like really overdoing it on future things that haven't happened yet, you go through every scenario that you can think of, and your brain is just going and going and going. And let me tell you, your ego will give you plenty to chew on. And really what it is a waste of energy, because we don't know what's in our future. You know, we may get some hints and signs. And like I said, when, you know, something comes along and you're feeling relaxed about it, you're feeling positive about it, that's a real sign that that's a good thing for you. But, you know, staying in the future, it's not where your power is. Your power is right now. And that's what Lao Tzu is saying, is if you're at peace, you're living in the present, because that's where you have the ability to make decisions. And sometimes it's a good decision to not decide anything. You know, just to stay right now, breathe, be, just be present, and trust that what is exactly right for you is on its way. And, you know, I don't care what anybody says, you know, it's not a religious thing. Faith means knowing that the best possible outcome is going to happen. And sometimes that's disguised in something that feels really yucky. You know, like, have you ever had something happen in your life and it was bombastic and you're like, what the hell was that all about? And then maybe a year or two later you go, oh, I know why that happened, because I needed to blah, 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 right? Fill in the blank. Has that ever happened to you, Laura?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, this could be one of those deals where, and the feeling I got in the beginning was that, you know, you really needed this pause, you know, those guts twisting and all of that kind of stuff. I mean, just breathe through it and try some object meditation, you know, and what all that is, it's very simple. You know, pick something that you like in your immediate environment. For me, it's my cat or my dog or my plants. And I just notice everything about it. I just totally get into the energy of that object. I notice the way the sun hits the fur and the gleam in their eye, what color their eyes are today, what mood is the animal in, how does the plant feel, what is the energy, does it need water, you know. And when you do some object meditation, what that does is it takes you out of your brain and it lets it chill out a little bit, and it gets you into the feeling of something that you really care about, you know. And those breaks are what your body needs, because when you're under a whole lot of stress, it does a lot to your adrenal glands, it does a lot to your thyroid function, you know, your hormones, your kidneys, your liver, all of that. And then you can get yourself worked up into a real lather and start experiencing some physical conditions, which you don't want to do. So, you know, that's Lynn's message. I hope it was helpful.
Yeah. It did resonate.
And this is DC. This is DC. I have a little message for you. And the topic was how we receive messages from spirit today. So as I was listening to Lynn's beautiful messages, my grandson is watching TV, and for some reason the TV kept getting louder and louder. And I was listening to Humpty Dumpty Sat on a Wall, and it got louder and louder. So there is other meaning to Humpty Dumpty sitting on a wall, because Humpty Dumpty was, of course, an egg. And an egg is a symbol of fertility, creation, but an egg is also really fragile. And this egg holds the potential for the complete life process, okay?
Okay.
So with Humpty Dumpty sitting on a wall, you know, there is a little bit deeper meaning to it. A wall separates two areas, but it can also separate two, you know, courses of action. And sitting on a wall is like sitting on a fence. It has to do with indecision. So there's the egg. And the egg represents infinite possibilities. Okay? And, you know, so there's something in this Humpty Dumpty message that resonates with you, and you've got to figure out what it is. You know, is there any fear there about taking a certain path for yourself, about finding your true purpose here and then living your purpose? Okay.
Yeah, I guess I'm just not certain what my purpose is or which direction. I don't know whether I'm supposed to stay in New Jersey or move down. I'm thinking about the Carolinas.
You will figure that out. But right now you're here to experience and feel what you're feeling right now. And that includes the fear, if there's, you know, anger, pain, love, all of the emotions. Okay? And, you know, falling like Humpty did off of the wall, you know, it's sort of like you are going to go into your destiny, okay? And I do feel like great things are coming for you, but I feel there is some indecision. You know, there is a little fear there, okay? And, you know, with the egg and everything, you know, it's, you know, we're not supposed to be so hard and inflexible. Like, the shell is like our ego, okay? So I'm just getting, you know, whatever you do, you know, put yourself, you have to put yourself, like, you know, back together. And I'm getting that you have some beautiful spiritual qualities about you, and you're here to do some great things, hon, okay?
Are they telling you what those are?
No, I'm just getting that you're really organized. Are you organized?
Yes, yeah.
Are you very ambitious?
Yeah, I would say I am to a degree.
Yeah, and you've got, and then on the other side of the coin, you like to have some fun as well.
Yeah.
You know, you're very reliable. You have a lot of logic, you know. And I'm getting, you know, because you're so logical, now you have to sit down, you have to analyze everything before you, okay?
Mm-hmm. I do that.
And you're going to be able to make some good decisions, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
But even Lynn is saying, hon, you're trying too hard. You're striving too hard for the answers. And sometimes when we just say, you know what, I let go. Just let go. I don't understand all of this, and I let go. And you'll find it's easier, you know, to get to where you want to be. Take a day off and have fun and don't think about anything. Just think about what resonates with you in regard to fun, okay?
Okay.
And then, you know, go within and, as Lynn is saying, be still and let the answers come in. And when we're quiet and we get to a quiet place, we meditate, we go within, your intuition is in your gut area, your stomach area, okay? Ask a question. You know, ask something that you know the answer to. You know, is a bowl of jelly beans, you know, good for me, you know, as a meal? And then ask, you know, or you know, like a nice, well-balanced meal. If you say, you know, jelly beans, your stomach should feel kind of queasy or feel weird. Start getting to know that intuition and start working with it. But it's very important to go within. And you have to experience some things as well. So don't get frustrated. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks, DC. Thanks, everybody.
Okay,
really
you have a lot to offer.
Yeah.
Well, you take care, hon, and just please stay in touch with us. Let us know how it goes. I'm sure it's going to go great. Take a little time off now over the weekend and forget about it. Have a little fun, okay?
Yeah, I will. Take care.
So, okay, God bless.
One more thing I want to say to Laura before she goes, and I totally agree with the take the weekend off and take some time and just have some fun, really. Shut the brain off. When you have a moment and you're feeling calm, you had asked, do you know what my talents are or what my purpose is? What I'm being shown is to do a list, Laura. You know, have the fun first, get yourself nice and relaxed and calm, and just let your brain shut off for a while. And then gently, easily come back, put a piece of paper in front of you, and put down all of your qualities that you admire about yourself. Because it really is time to have a conversation with your higher self and let her come in to guide you. You have a lot of talent. I mean, I heard this the last time we were speaking, and I thought I saw it. Maybe you would be going into some kind of managerial role. And it isn't just because you have technical talent. You have a way with people. I mean, that's why they come to you and they put so much on your desk, because they know you're going to get it done, and they know you're easy to work with, and they know that you're ambitious, that you want to do a very good job. Those are amazing leadership qualities, but you have to see that. Okay, so that's just a little bit last word for me. Sorry about the interruption, but
that was very
you
helpful.
Good. I'm glad. That makes me happy.
Thanks, everybody.
Sure. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Laura, take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, ladies, we have approximately, I'm thinking like 18 minutes, and I believe we have three callers, so we're going to have to move a little bit faster, okay?
Got it.
Okay, got it. We're going to do, this is going to be a little bit faster. Okay. Okay, area code 440, you're live with Divine Connection. Oh. Have your name, please.
My name is Patricia. 440? Yes.
Hi, Patricia. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yes. I'd like to know, with my speaking, new speaker, and I working on my speeches, one dealing with benefits of energy healing and the benefits to my potential customers.
Okay.
And another area dealing with personal. I need to know.
Okay, we'll be able to take one question on. We're getting towards the end of the show.
Will I, and I'm going to start with the podcast, me being a guest on podcast.
Okay.
Will I be getting any type of, will I get some customers, and then it will build up as I move into the new year.
Okay. All righty, Sue.
Hi, this is Sue Beckley, and nice to meet you, Patricia. The immediate thing I got, and I'm going to be quick and fast, is so do a little bit of quiet time before you go on the podcast and ask for guidance. And then when you go in, you know, like, don't be too scripted. That's one thing I heard very clearly is don't be like doing a speech and rehearsing it and all that. Nope, nope, nope. You know your stuff. Just go in there with confidence. Get a little bit quiet before you go in and allow it to come through. Okay?
All right.
Trust. Trust in what you know, because you know. Okay, you're welcome.
Absolutely. This is Jessica, and I've been doing this for only maybe about a year, but the best advice I can give, too, is
just try to be natural. Just pretend like you're talking with someone just kind of one-on-one. That's what I have to do because I get stage fright and video fright very easy. And I do video too. And at first when I started, I'm a Gemini. I speak, I talk, I communicate. But you put the video in front of me or put me on like, you know, on stand, it's like I freeze. So it's really kind of just kind of putting that out of your mind slowly and just, you know, going very naturally and letting it flow. Speak your truth. Always. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Beautiful. That was really, really beautiful, Jess and Sue. And Lynn is saying that all you have to do, Patricia, is try to be still and let the answers come in as well. And everyone that gave you a little bit of a message gave you some great advice. Don't be scripted and, you know, just listen. And you've got to trust yourself more because, you know, as we started our journey, we had to have a little trust. And as Lynn is saying, you're going to grow, you know, with practice. And remember, there's no failures, there's no mistakes, just different ways of doing things. And as you see, each of us tonight has a different way of doing things to bring forth your messages. But you've got to do the things that you think, you know, you can't do. You've got to, you know, like jump over those hurdles. And I'm getting, if you can do that, it's going to be, you know, really a fulfilling and happy time for you. And there's going to be some extra money involved. Does that answer your question, hon?
Yes.
Okay, Patricia, thank you so much. Have a great evening and call us again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Area code 917, you're live with Divine Connections. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, I'm Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. Do you have a question this evening?
I do, and I'm hoping that you can help me. I want to move to another location, and I just don't know where to go. If, you know, some places are too expensive and other places are not good for single people and all of that. And I'm wondering if you can cue into something.
Okay, hold on. Sue, do you have any advice for Crystal? Sue, are you muted?
Yes, I'm sorry. I did it again. So I got a real nice image of my pendulum in my mind, and what that tells me is, now are you thinking of staying in the States, Crystal?
Oh, absolutely, because I have a job.
Okay. So what they're saying by showing me my pendulum is that get a map of the United States or draw one. It doesn't matter. Find something that's pendulum-like. You could even take a piece of string, put it through a sewing needle, and stick it in the top of a pencil, okay? If you don't have a pendulum, you could make one, and it's very cheap and easy. So then I want you to ask your spirit team to guide you, your higher self. I want you to call in your higher self to guide you, and where is it that would be best for you to go? And I want you to take the string and hold it over your map or your drawing of the United States and let it swing, you know. And when it starts moving predominantly to an area, bring your hand closer to that area and let it swing some more. And it's going to give you a general feeling for what part of the country you want to be in. And then feel in your gut, how does that feel? And if you start getting warmer, then that's going to give you some indication of the states in an area where you might want to start looking. But I think
okay. You've
kind of cast a wide net, and that can be confusing. You want to narrow it down a little bit. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Jessica.
Hi.
The tips that Sue gave you are wonderful. That's kind of how I started out too. You know, just for simple or general yes and no answers. And the feeling that I got for you, honestly, is like the west side of the U.S. Like, you know, I thought California really is so populated there, but I heard more like Oregon, like more mm-hmm. in that direction, more like Oregon. And I kept getting a confirmation on that. Although when you do it, you might get something similar or somewhere around the area, but it just kind of kept looking like the west, you know, mm-hmm. Like Oregon.
Hmm.
Somewhere in that area.
Okay,
on the
thanks.
West.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And Lynn is saying she's hearing small waters. Are you fond of water, hon?
I love the water. Yes.
Aww. Okay. And I'm hearing rain, go away. So you want to be by the water and where it's nice and sunny, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just getting, like, don't go into things blindly. Be a little careful when you're making your decision, okay?
What do you mean?
So really, we'll take a close look. You know, like, you might find a state has the water that you like. It's really sunny. Check out, you know, like, all the different details about the area that you're thinking about moving to, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
Spirit
mm-hmm.
is saying you've got to really, you know, like, delve into it. Otherwise, you know, it might not be exactly what you thought it was, okay?
Ooh, okay, great.
All righty, Crystal, you take care, hon, and let us know how it goes. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you so much. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay, we have, I think, like 8 minutes, ladies. Let's see here. 770, this
Hello.
Is Divine Connections.
Hi.
You're here. Hi, can we have your name, please? Can we have your first name, please?
Daphne.
Okay, can you speak?
Daphne.
Cassie?
Daphne.
Okay,
Daphne.
A little...
Daphne.
Okay. Daphne. Okay, Daphne, do you have a question for us?
Looking for love.
Okay. Okay, we have to get, like, really quick with the answers here because we're getting down to the last couple minutes. Sue, do you have anything on love for Daphne?
Just wanted to see anybody come my way.
Okay, so what I'm getting for you, Daphne, and I'm going to be quick, is... First, you need to give yourself all the things that you wish you had gotten, okay? You need to do that for you first. And then once you start doing that, the right one's going to come because your energy, the energy that you put into yourself is going to come out. It's going to reflect, and you're going to attract that to you. So you got to start treating you the way that you want to be treated. Okay.
Okay.
I know that's kind of cryptic, but self-love has to come first, dear.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck with
okay.
it.
Well, one psychic told me earlier that I have to create a guy, create one.
Yeah, and that's how you do it. That's how you
one.
Do it. You start just really giving yourself what you need, really attending to you. You know, like if that perfect guy was right next to you, how would he treat you? Treat yourself that way. And once
right.
you build that, yeah. And once you build
okay.
that energy, you're going to attract more of that to yourself.
Okay, great.
All right, you got this.
Beautiful.
Well,
I
want to go away to Florida. Would that be a good trip for me this weekend? With the guy, yes. Would it be good for you?
I wasn't picking up on that, but what this is Jessica. What I was picking up on is that I see love coming in, but what, just like Sue said, it's like you first need to, like, nurture yourself. Like, don't chase love because you're trying to fill a void in some sense of the word. But first, like, nurture yourself and balance yourself first, and then what you're looking for, you'll be in the resonance of that, and it'll come to you.
Okay, like, Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah, okay.
And we have Lynn saying, Daphne, that love is the mirror self. So you've got to love yourself first, and you've got to be the person that you want to attract. Now, Ryan is one of our team members on the other side, and he would tell everyone, when you get up in the morning, you know, look at that hairy eyeball in the mirror and say, I love you. I love you, Daphne. Say it. And just feel that love. So you look at those, you say, damn it, woman, look at those hairy eyeballs and tell yourself you love yourself already. Let's go, Daphne. He's yelling, like, come on, let's go. Okay? So, Daphne, we have to go. We have a couple seconds here. And we have one more caller, I believe. Thank you, and let us know how love goes for you, dear, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
bye,
you're
Daphne.
Welcome, hon. I think we might have one more caller, ladies. I don't know. Okay, area code 917. Can
yes,
I have your
hi.
Name?
Yes, Carla. Hi. Good evening. Thank you guys for doing this, for taking my call.
Okay,
my
Carla, we have
about,
a couple. We have like a minute or so. Can we have a question really fast?
Yeah, what is next for me? What do you guys see for me next? I have a little bit of a shoulder pain on the right side. It's like my arm is a little bit inflamed, and I'm trying all sorts of things. What are you guys picking up around that?
Okay. Okay, ladies, we have like 3 minutes.
So really
That's
quick,
good.
I'm going to say, Carla, this is Sue, and I'm going to say that is your right shoulder your dominant arm? Is that your dominant hand?
My left is my dominant.
So your right shoulder. Okay. Okay, well, that does my advice because what's coming in doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's talking about carrying too much weight. Have you been really, really busy lately?
I've been busy.
Okay. Are you balancing your tasks? In other words, not putting too much effort in one area and then neglecting another?
Yeah, I'm neglecting the social.
Okay.
Life.
So it's for me, what I'm going to tell you is it's about balance. Because one side has too much weight on it, and the other side is like, that's why it's giving you trouble, because it's saying, hey, I'm here, hello. So, yeah, balance it out, honey.
Yes.
Okay, absolutely. You can't neglect the social. You can't be all work and no play. That doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah, go.
Okay. And I know it's hard with the COVID going on, but listen, trust me.
Well, I just don't feel like I'm connected with a lot of people, so I kind of got turned off. I have to find new friends.
Ah. Well, a lot of us are in the same boat with that, so don't feel like you're alone. And if that's the message you're getting, then you need to roll with that.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. What do you got, Jessica?
The message I got right away is that I felt an imbalance in your chakra system, which, again, yes, could be why you're feeling more of an imbalance on one side or pain on one side or the other. And the only thing that, you know, just my advice, the only thing that has really helped me with that, and it could be because I'm a double air sign, is
yeah.
seriously grounding. And as I'm grounding, I'm just kind of making the intention and working with the angels to help align my chakras. And actually, I'm so sensitive to when I'm in balance, I could stand up and feel like this inner wobble without like physically seeing a wobble. It's like this inner wobble. That's just kind of what I feel. I'm not sure how you feel that, but it could be coming out in this way. So definitely balance and try to get your chakras spinning all in the right direction. And, yeah, keep at it. You're doing good.
Okay.
Beautiful. And we have Lynn. And Lynn is saying that you need to work on flexibility. She felt like you were, like, clenching your muscles, and you need to work on, you know, like breathing exercises. It seems like you hold your breath when you're stressed, Carla.
Yeah. Yeah, I've noticed
okay.
that. It's very weird.
Okay, well, you've got to just, you know, you've got to look up some breathing exercises and do those daily a few times a day. And I feel like there's going to be, you know, other stuff that is going to come in if you don't start attending to what you have presently, because the stress is going to cause more, you know, physical issues, okay?
Yeah,
and
so what
if it's going to continue where it's going to get, you know, to the point where you're going to become lethargic, I feel like you worry too much. Are you overworked?
I mean, come on. This is a very hard time for everybody.
I mean, it is. We have to have balance.
Thank God.
Are you using any kind of medication, Carla, to get some rest at night?
Medication?
Are you using any kind of sleep medication?
No, I don't need that. Sorry.
Because I'm getting cautious with any kind of medication you might think of, you know, taking. Okay?
No, take medication.
And I'm also getting, if you feel like, you know, you're not sleeping, please see someone, a doctor. Don't take anything on your own. I'm sort of getting that you're giving away your power. And, you know, that is like adding to the, you know, the situation.
Okay. No, I think I'm going to hang up. I don't agree with all of it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Carla.
Thanks, Carla. Good luck to you.
Take care. Good luck. Okay, ladies, I believe we had gotten everyone.
Yeah, great.
We've gotten
everyone.
Yeah, we have, I think. Well, Lynn extended it a little bit. Is there anything else that you ladies would like to say?
I just say it was a real pleasure working with you, DC, and it wouldn't be us if we didn't go over time.
Definitely. And I had no intention of even being like on air. It's really funny. And I just ended up here, so I'm glad that I could help. You guys are amazing, and you've grown so much since I connected. With the both of you, you're amazing.
Thanks, dear.
Thank you
so nice. And Jessica.
Good job.
Always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure.
You guys rock. You're totally incredible. And Ryan's very proud of the both of you.
Oh, gosh. Ryan is so cute. He's always been trying to push
me. But he wants
more
you to tell
more.
Those people they don't love themselves to look at those damn hairy eyeballs, ladies. You know?
Absolutely.
Don't forget about the hairy eyeballs.
Yeah, well, tell them the hairy eyeballs is one thing, but what about the gut? I got the COVID-19.
Oh, no, right.
Oh. Let us
I just
that,
had to throw
you know,
a joke in there.
Definitely. Well, you guys are amazing, and I'm so blessed to have, you know, been part of the show tonight. Totally amazing. And Lynn is typing. I don't want to cut her off there. While Lynn is typing, ladies, can you give everyone your contact information?
Sure. This is Sue Beckley, and you can find me at quantumexplorations.com. I'm also on Facebook under the same name, Quantum Explorations. And it's been a real pleasure. Thanks.
Beautiful.
My name is Jessica. And you can find me in our Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks or on my Facebook, Jess Marie Tetro. Thank you.
Beautiful. And if you're interested in connecting with Lynn, you can find her via Facebook as well. Okay. Okay. And Lynn is going to give us a big drum roll, and she's going to bring up the music. Okay, Lynn, go for it. Thank you, ladies.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. the colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.